This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're here live in a pre-holiday edition. We're going to talk health. We're going to talk nutrition. We're going to talk medicine. We invite you to participate. You can call us at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls this hour and next. And yes, we're all getting ready for Christmas, and we're getting ready for Hanukkah. They happen to coincide this year. And a big holiday rush. It's kind of cold here in New York, but Christmassy, we had a little bit of a snow dump overnight. And now it just turned to gray slush. Situation normal. Gray slush, cold weather, traffic jams, and a lot of Christmas lights here in New York City. 888-302-3684. And before we get to calls, I want to share with you a study from the British Medical Journal. You know, each year they have a Christmas edition. And the Christmas edition is sort of a tradition in the British Medical Journal. It's a tongue-in-cheek edition of the BMJ. Very British humor. Sometimes, to understand a British sense of humor, you know, sometimes you, it's like, is that really funny? But this is a study. The study is done with great rigor and scientific precision. The study in this Christmas edition of the British Medical Journal dispels the myth that Santa only visits children who are nice. You know, making a list, checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty and nice. Well, this particular study demolishes the myth that Santa Claus rewards children based on merit. Instead, and it's a very careful scientific analysis, the study suggests that socioeconomic deprivation seems to play a greater role in determining whether a visit by Santa will take place. The researchers surveyed every British hospital with a pediatric ward to find out if Santa had visited during Christmas of 2015, last year. They then correlated this with rates of absenteeism from primary school. That would be a sign that a kid is naughty. Or conviction rates in juveniles. Yeah, that's pretty naughty. And then they also looked at distance from the hospital to the North Pole and socioeconomic deprivation. And what they found is that Santa visited most of the pediatric wards in England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. But the odds of him not visiting were significantly higher for pediatric wards in areas of higher socioeconomic deprivation, i.e. poorer areas. In contrast, there was no correlation with school absenteeism, conviction rates, or distance to the North Pole. So it wasn't like Santa was put out going to parts of England that were further south in favor of closer destinations in northern Scotland or Northern Ireland, closer to the North Pole. So the authors conclude, and it's serious, like a scientific paper. They say, it has long been thought that Santa Claus gives presents to nice but not naughty children. They say, this is the first study to our knowledge to dispel the myth that Santa visits children based on behavior and suggests that socioeconomic deprivation plays a greater role in determining a visit. So you could say that, you know, Santa's not very PC. He perpetuates social inequality, and that we need to level the playing field for kids so that all kids get access to Santa. And Santa doesn't discriminate about whether kids are naughty or nice. He visits kids who are truant, who play hooky, even juvenile delinquents with equal frequency in relation to kids who are nice. I'm glad we've got that settled this holiday season. All right, let's take some calls. 888-302-3684 is the number. Let's talk to John in Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Can you hear me well?
I hear you very well, thank you.
Oh, good, good, okay. I called you about my diabetes. I take Lantus, the 24-hour.
Okay, you have type 1 diabetes. You have insulin-dependent diabetes, correct?
No, I have type 2. Oh. But I have to be on insulin. The other stuff isn't good enough.
See, that's not great, because if you have type 2, well, by definition, you know, once you start insulin, you are moving towards insulin dependence. But once type 2 evolves towards type 1, where insulin gets involved, then it tends to perpetuate your diabetes in some ways. So what's the reason that all these drugs failed and diet failed and exercise failed? And finally, you're dependent on insulin.
Well, it's actually working pretty good. I was taking 20 units, but then I noticed sometimes I'd get, when I didn't maybe eat all the time, you have to snack throughout the day, I guess.
Well, see, that's the problem, is once you take insulin, you're kind of at the service of the insulin, and it makes you eat more to avoid hypoglycemia. So if I might interject, what's your height and weight, John?
5'9", and I go from like 160 to 180 pretty much.
Okay.
All the
so
time.
You're fairly lean, although I don't know what your body composition is in terms of your lean muscle mass. Maybe, just maybe, there's not enough muscle and too much fat on a relatively lean frame, which can make you more insulin resistant. But go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes when I'm around somewhere, I'm not eating much food after I've going through the meals, you know, of the day. I was taking 20 units. I would sometimes I feel like it gets really low, and
yeah.
You can start losing your vision somewhat when it gets really low, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, people sometimes get arrested for drunk driving, you know, because they veer off the road. I mean, accidents happen when you get low blood sugar.
Yeah, I felt that before when I was like 50 and 60. But this time it's like where you start actually losing vision. Now, that's because of low blood sugar, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I took it, I reduced it. The doctor wouldn't listen to me, the endocrinologist, so I just reduced it myself to 15,
right.
And now I don't have that problem anymore.
Well, that's the thing. You should attempt to keep your insulin to a minimum. If you're having so many hypoglycemic episodes, the goal, you know, for him is to get your numbers way down, you know, get your hemoglobin A1C very low. But that might be at the expense of having you have multiple hypoglycemic episodes and having to eat like a house on fire to keep up with your medication to prevent low blood sugar. And that's counterproductive. Ultimately, what you want to do is you want to be on a relatively low carbohydrate diet, not require a lot of sugary snacks to restore your blood sugar, and have the insulin, you know, work to support you rather than work against you. So, look, I mean, I suspect with you, you're not really a non-insulin dependent diabetic. You actually have crossed the threshold where your pancreas isn't producing enough insulin, and you need a little bit of insulin, probably. I'm making a quick assessment here. Clearly you're a candidate for diet, exercise. You know, the other question I would ask as a middle-aged guy, how old are you, John?
I'm 56.
Okay, so there you go. What's your testosterone? Because testosterone is often low in male type 2 diabetics, and when that happens, you lose your energy. It's less likely you'll exercise. You lose muscle mass. The bigger your muscles, the less likely you'll have problems with insulin. Your muscles act as glycogen stores. They can help protect you from ups and downs of blood sugar. And so in an assessment of you, I'd look at a lot of other things. I'd look at testosterone. I'd look at, you know, what your exact diet composition is. Is it, you know, are you getting adequate protein to support muscle? Are you eating too many carbs? Could you do better with using more fat, healthy fat as a fuel? What's your diet like? What do you eat typically?
Well, I'm eating eggs at time of fish. I have some cheese.
What's a typical breakfast? Like, what's a breakfast for you, for example?
I'll have some like blueberries and raspberries and mandarins.
Okay, that's not too bad. But when you know, even fruit can sometimes contribute to high blood sugar. And if you overdo it on fruit, your breakfast should actually contain a lot of healthy protein and fat to set the stage for optimal blood sugar. Are you getting any kind of diet counseling?
I've had that before. It's just,
yeah, you had that before, but you got to keep up with diet counseling. And often the diet counseling for diabetics is abysmal. They follow the ADA guidelines, which suggest a lot of grains and carbs and lots of fruit, and that's not going to be good. So, you know, then there are the supplements that are helpful for diabetes. I'm not going to go into a whole panoply of supplements for you, but there's several that work. Check out our website at drhoffman.com because we talk about diabetes. And I also did a very good podcast with Michael Murray this week on diabetes, and he's got a lot of good suggestions. And he even has a course available for diabetics to help them better control their blood sugar. So that's something that I might recommend to you. Yeah, look, you're right in resisting your doctor's efforts to overdose you on insulin. Too much insulin will put fat in your body, make you hypoglycemic, make you require a lot of rescue meals where you use sugar to counteract the effects of excessive insulin. So try to minimize insulin if possible. That much I can tell you. Thanks for calling, John. All the best to you this holiday season. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. We welcome more phone calls this hour on Intelligent Medicine.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's talk nitric oxide. You know what nitric oxide is? Nitric oxide is the principle by which blood vessels are dilated. They expand, thus improving blood flow and optimizing blood pressure. Well, this is a principle that is invoked by beets, red beets, but also by a new product that I want to tell you about. How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, that might do the trick, but you're probably not going to do that. Well, lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free, and a lot of my listeners are getting turned on to this. Introducing Heart Greens, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrate content. That converts to the magic substance nitric oxide in the body. And that's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. You can get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste, and I can vouch for that. I field tested this, and they have limited any issue about palatability. It's delicious. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. or visit intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com for heart greens. It's good stuff. All right. This item, and this is a little bit relevant to the concerns of our previous caller, one of the questions I didn't ask him is, you know, he's eaten a lot of protein. He's eaten eggs, which is a high protein, relatively low fat food. And probably according to guidelines that are relatively disproven and obsolete, he's eating a lot of lean meat. But it turns out that too much protein may actually be counterproductive when it comes to insulin metabolism. Here's the study. High protein intake during weight loss therapy eliminates the weight loss-induced improvement in insulin action in obese postmenopausal women. In other words, when you lose weight, say you got metabolic syndrome, pre-hypertension, pre-diabetes, and you're trying to turn things around, lose that belly fat, reduce your triglycerides, all the concomitants of insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. So you go on a popular low-carb but high-protein diet. But then you make the mistake, because fat has been stigmatized, of maintaining an ultra-low-fat diet. So you have a lot of protein, less carbs. What happens is the protein itself can perpetuate insulin resistance. Why does that happen? It's called gluconeogenesis. Gluconeogenesis means, well, genesis, right? That means something that's created in the beginning. Gluco, sugar. Gluconeogenesis means you're creating sugar from all that excess protein you're eating. And in effect, it's counterproductive. You're reducing your carbs, but you're still making sugar from all that protein. The solution is to incorporate generous amounts of healthy fat in your low-carb diet. Fat from healthy sources, lots of coconut oil, lots of olive oil, avocados, omega-3 fatty acids from fish, and even some saturated fat. That's all good and can help you reduce your insulin resistance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. We'll be right back with your calls and more information on this weekend edition of Health of Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. We got a call from Bernice in New Jersey. How you doing, Bernice?
Good. I wanted to know, I am taking Super Beets. Would taking heart greens be beneficial to me as well?
Well, it's interesting you mention Super Beets. Super Beets is actually made by the same company that makes Heart Greens. And the company is called Human N, like with human and then an N on the end. And they make Super Beets, they make Heart Greens, they make Neo 40, they make Beet Elite. And they're all based on the nitric oxide principle. So I think, we launched Super Beets on this program, talked about it quite a lot over the last couple of years. And many individuals like you have started taking it because of the blood pressure benefits and because of the circulatory benefits. And what they are trying to do is they're trying to expand the marketplace for this, because there's just some, frankly, Super Beets, as far as I'm concerned, taste delicious. I really enjoy taking Super Beets before athletic competition, before a workout, in the morning, just as a general pick-me-up. But for some people, they find the slight residual beet taste, as much as they try to camouflage it, somewhat daunting. So they discovered, and this is something well known to science, that many other plants release a lot of nitrates that help produce nitric oxide. So if you eat a lot of kale, you'll get that effect. You eat a lot of spinach, you'll get that effect. But you got to eat a lot. And so they concentrated it into Heart Greens in an effort to replicate the beet effect, the nitric oxide producing effect. And they standardized the product to deliver significant amounts of nitric oxide with in a completely innocuous flavor. The flavor, to me, is very appealing. And, you know, I got a pretty undiscerning palate. You know, I can eat a lot of different types of foods. But for some people, beets are not popular among Americans. So they got to the Heart Greens concept. And it's basically equivalent. So, I mean, you could take both, or you could switch to Heart Greens, see which product you like better. Okay.
Well, at this, I'm 84 years old, so I'm just trying to stay healthy. Let's put it that way.
Well,
so
that's a good way to do it. I mean, at 84, sometimes it's a little harder to, you know, just by virtue of chewing and digestion, to consume massive amounts of kale or collard greens or spinach. So you can get some of the benefits of that by taking the Heart Greens, and that would be fine. That'd be suitable for you.
Really, but I should not take both at the same time or anything like that. That would be
no. It would be redundant. You know, I think either. I mean, you can. It's not going to. You know, your head's not going to explode if you take both at the same time. But it's duplicative. So you could take one or the other. Try both products and see which you prefer. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling, and all the best to you this holiday season.
Thank you.
Okay. Speaking of blood pressure, here's another way that you can help manage your blood pressure. We're all about controlling blood pressure naturally, because actually the main type of medication used in this country, perhaps other than psychiatric medication and stomach medication, unnecessary medications that block stomach acid, that are used in this country are antihypertensive medications. Yeah, they're the statins too. Okay, that's a big category. ADD medications. But so many people are reliant on blood pressure medications. We'd like to get them, at least to reduce their medications or get them off. So if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, in addition to taking Heart Greens, I've got some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I've been talking about it. It's the Zona Plus. And really, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus, I believe, is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. It's been studied. The studies confirm its benefits. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. Here's how you can find out more. Go to tryzona.com. Tryzona, that's Zona.com, or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or tryzona.com. Give it a shot, because I think it'll really help you achieve your blood pressure goals. Okay, here's another way you can achieve your blood pressure goals, although, you know, for some people they find it daunting. I've lately begun, in my 60s, a program of yoga. And, you know, I'm playing in my weak suit here because I'm athletic in a lot of respects, but I'm just not flexible, and it feels foreign to me to put myself in contorted positions. But I find it ultimately very beneficial. And here's a study that underlies one of the benefits of yoga, and it pertains to blood pressure. Yoga may help reduce blood pressure in people who are at risk for developing hypertension, according to a new study. They're talking here about pre-hypertension, which is slightly elevated blood pressure. That would be defined as, you know, maybe, since hypertension is 140 or 90, pre-hypertension would be, say, 135 over 85, in that range up to 140 over 90. That would be, you know, you're not quite ready necessarily to go on meds, but you're heading there. So the new study looked at 60 people who had slightly elevated blood pressure but were otherwise healthy. They were randomly assigned to either practice hatha yoga while making conventional lifestyle changes or just make lifestyle changes. And what they found was that the yoga group, the average age was 56, so they started relatively late in life, received yoga instruction for a month, just a month, and did the activity at home. It included stretching, controlled breathing, and meditation for 1 hour a day. And after 3 months, those in the yoga group had notable decreases in blood pressure. Those in the control group did not. So, very interesting. Blood pressure decreases of about 4.5 points, which is significant. And they say that this can reduce the risk of heart disease by 6% and the risk of stroke by about 15%. So consider yoga as part of your anti-hypertension program. All right, we're going to break. When we come back, we're going to talk on the subject of aged garlic extract. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Human N, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our theme for this segment is immune health and aged garlic extract for fall-winter protection. But I want to get into a little bit into the properties of aged garlic extract for blood pressure and cardiovascular protection. With us today is Jim LaValle. Jim he's actually a frequent contributor to our podcast, which you can listen to via iTunes, Stitcher, or download from our website. He recently joined us to talk about some of the latest research on aged garlic extract and strategies for protecting yourself from the hazards of winter, the challenges to our immune system. Jim is a nationally recognized educator, clinician, author, and he is... His recent book is Your Blood Never Lies. He's also written Cracking the Metabolic Code. They're available on Amazon. Welcome back, Jim. It's nice to introduce you to our weekend audience.
It is always great to be on your show. It's a pleasure. And by the way, I'm a bricklayer. I'm certainly balanced, if not a bit of a monkey.
You're a bricklayer.
I was listening to your comments on brilliant people, and sometimes brilliant people are a little shifted. So I'm definitely going to put my hat in the ring and say, you know what, I'm just a bricklayer, man. I just try to get facts and figure out how to get them to people so they can make better decisions about their lives.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought you were, you know, in addition to being an outstanding author, researcher, and clinician, you know, just in your spare time, you're a bricklayer, you know, because God, maybe...
Okay. Yeah,
but metaphorically, you're a bricklayer. You want to lay the groundwork for good health. I get it. Okay. So, Jim, let's talk about immune health. And, you know, what are some of the elements for bolstering our immunity? You know, this holiday season, very hectic, a lot of challenges. The, you know, flu usually rears its ugly head this time of year. So what can people do?
Well, I mean, there's some big things they can do. First of all, you got to stay hydrated. The second thing is you got to get sleep. And during the holidays, that's tough. You know, I mean, schedules get challenged. And the reality is you sleep 5 hours a night, you're nine times more at risk to get a flu. If you sleep under 7 hours a night, so between 5 and 7 hours, you're five times more at risk to get a cold or flu. So my advice to people is, try to maintain a normal schedule as long as your normal schedule isn't 5 hours a night. Try to keep that seven-hour threshold for sleep. You know, washing your hands, super important. People don't realize it. Doing some nasal irrigation, super important. People don't realize it. The other one is, of course, you know, watch overeating. I mean, the more you spike your insulin and your glucose in your bloodstream, the more it compromises your immune system. So there's some real basic things that people don't realize when the holidays come and, you know, there's more parties, there's less sleep, I'm not hydrating like I normally would, and if I am hydrating, there's usually alcohol in it. You know, all those things add up to more susceptibility at the heightened time when we have to worry about, you know, influenza and swine flu. And I got to tell you, the swine flu bug this year really has hit people hard. I mean, people are
making a comeback.
3 weeks, bad coughs, it's big trouble.
So another element in that, of course, is exercise, but moderate exercise, not overexertion, because exercise, it's there's sort of like that sweet spot between couch potato and, you know, ultra marathoner, where you optimize your immunity. I guess you overdo it, you can suppress your immunity.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I get so many people, you know, and people in the media that think that, oh man, I mean, that person's buff. That must be good for him. If you train really hard, you end up creating the same immune system as if you had metabolic syndrome.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of cortisol, stress hormones get kicked in, and that whole thing.
Right. You make a lot of inflammatory cytokines. So you're making a lot of inflammatory compounds. Your immune system that fights off bugs actually gets suppressed. Your gut gets leaky. You start to create more immune activation. So you can go either way. You can be a couch potato, create a really bad immune response. Mm-hmm. You can be overtrained. And look, I've got five pro teams I work with right now, and these guys get overtrained. Yeah. And I can tell you right now, their immune systems get compromised. Yeah. And, hey, when playoff time comes, you see it every year.
Yeah. That may have been what happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I kind of went into meltdown and had to pull back a little bit. But I was overzealous. But
yeah, well, we all try, right? I mean, I certainly am victim of that. I keep forgetting I'm 56 and not 26. You know, well, my brain tells me I could do it.
Wait till you're 64, Jim. So tell us specifically about garlic, because I want to reserve some time to talk about just some of the latest research on garlic and cardiovascular protection. But garlic has both cardiovascular benefits and immune supporting benefits. So share with us.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, since, you know, the beginning of time, you know, you think about the plague and you know, garlic being used during the time of the plague. Garlic has antibacterial and antiviral properties. Interestingly, when you age the garlic, and I know I've, you know, come on your show before and talked about chiolic aged garlic, when you age the garlic, a whole new category of saccharides come out. So it's a whole new category of chemical compounds that normally don't get expressed end up being created in the aging process, and those compounds actually help your immune system. University of Florida, Dr. Percival did a study. They gave it to college students during the fall term, so it's right now when kids are going to get sick. And what they found, and this is in humans, which I really love when we actually can get some natural product data in humans, it's this robust, is that severity, duration, and frequency of the colds and flus went down when on aged garlic. And they actually figured out why, which I think is, you know, exceptional, that there's these gamma delta T cells. They're gamma delta cells. They're a subset of white blood cells. When you take aged garlic, that set of white blood cells gets revved up, and it helps you when you come in contact with a cold or flu virus so that your immune system doesn't have a lag time. It's, you know, you think of a turbo. If you're drinking, I never drove a car with a turbo. You put your foot on the gas and it kind of lags. Your immune system can kind of be that way, where it lags before it responds.
Right.
And what this does is it really helps to identify that virus more quickly, and people get, you know, they just do better when on aged garlic prophylactically versus not being on it.
Well, I certainly embody that principle because I take aged garlic extract every day. I take one capsule twice daily. But let's move on to cardiovascular protection, because I'm most impressed by, first of all, the company that makes Kyolic aged garlic extract, Wakanaga, big Japanese company, and they plow a lot of their revenues into research. Which is great, because some companies kind of take the money and run, and you know, they just say, let's
right.
put it into advertising. But the research really supports the use of aged garlic extract for cardiovascular protection. So we have just a couple of minutes, but can you outline some of the research on that?
Absolutely. I mean, 13 studies got published this year. Here's the big ones. Vulnerable plaque was regressed in humans over a double-blind randomized placebo crossover trial, hardest trial you can prove something in. The plaque, vulnerable plaque, which is the plaque that breaks off and creates your risk of stroke, actually regressed when on aged garlic versus placebo, and the dose was a realistic dose of 2,400 milligrams a day. That would be two capsules twice a day. If you're at risk for thromboembolism, that's great. The other one was that it improved pulse wave velocity. So that, and what that means is that they measured how well the arteries responded once they were clamped. So when your artery had to relax, how quick does it relax? And that means you have better endothelial health. The inner lining of the arteries no longer is inflamed. It's more pliable, more flexible, more integrous. That's important. The next one that was important was the fact that it blocked bone mineral density loss in the same study. Hmm. When you block bone mineral density loss from the spine, that means that calcium's not getting liberated into the bloodstream, which means I am not going to plaque, because calcium is what's used for
plaque. It's almost like a vitamin K-like effect, because vitamin K performs in a similar way to, it's like the crossing guard that sends the calcium to the right places and keeps it away from the wrong places.
That's exactly right. And people don't realize, the more you lose bone density, the more you're going to plaque your arteries. There's a direct correlation to bone mineral density loss and plaque development. Then the other piece that was important was, of course, the protection of the liver. So protection against fatty liver in people that have metabolic syndrome, people that are at risk for heart disease, they tend to have higher risk for fatty liver. And you know, people go, fatty liver, what's that mean? More people will need a liver transplant due to non-alcoholic fatty liver in the next decade than due to hepatitis C.
Jim, quick on blood pressure. There were some positive studies on blood pressure with...
Amazing blood pressure studies. That was Dr. Reed, University of Adelaide. 11-point systolic blood pressure drop in patients that were already known as resistant hypertensive. They were already on medications. So about 80% of the people that took aged garlic extract and had resistant hypertension enjoyed an 11-point systolic drop, which is unheard of with drug therapy, right? I mean, you don't see that.
Yeah, no, if that were a drug, it would be a multi-billion dollar seller.
Right.
So four capsules of the cardiovascular formula should do the trick for cardiovascular protection, and it will, as well as immune augmentation and support. I want to issue a call to action. There's an offer. You can go to local health food stores, of course, and obtain Kyolic aged garlic extract, or you can go to kyolic.com for a store locator. Call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample of Kyolic. You can get a sample, 800-421-2998. The website, www.kyolic.com. Thanks, Jim, for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Doctor.